Morning, Rabotai. We're going to continue the halachot of Maim Achronim. So, we're towards the end over here. And we're going to discuss two things today. Firstly, we're going to discuss the shiur of Maim Achronim. So we know by Inflect a Daim, I believe the Shulchan Aruch says you need a revi'it of water to start off with. Is there a shiur when it comes to Maim Achronim? And even if there is no shiur, is there a preferred amount of water that you should pour in your hands? So the Ben Ish Chai writes in Parashat Shelach, Shana Aleph, Yizaher shiyu amayim me'utim v'lo yarbeh. You should make sure that you pour on your hands as little water as possible. Why? Ki hem achelek asitra achra. Because it's from the bad side, the evil side, the sitra achra. Therefore, the water that you should pour on your hands should be as little as possible, as little water as possible, just to get it done. You shouldn't be taking a shower on your hands. Just pour, you know, a few drops of water to cover, as the Ben Ish Chai holds, like the Ari HaKadosh, that Yudalit Prakim, the 14 different parts of your fingers, meaning up to the third knuckle, as we explained in the last shiur. But as much as you need, and no more than that. And the Ben Ish Chai continues, and this, of course, is for Kabbalistic reasons. Ben Ish Chai continues. Well, let's say your hands are actually pretty dirty. Let's say you were, you dove into a nice shawarma from Golan, and you got some oil, you know, on the back of your palm and on the front of your palm, and you know the Maimar Chonim is not going to get the job done, and you have to go and wash your hands at the sink. So he says you should go there, wash your hands, nicely with soap like you would usually do, and have in mind that this is not for Maimar Chonim. You'd go back to your meal, eat another piece of bread, or eat. He says eat some bread. I don't think he really means bread. I feel like he thinks you could eat anything just to continue your seudah, to reveal that you're continuing your seudah, and then you would wash Maim Achronim again.
How does it work then? You're saying that the sitra achra only is like when I have covenant that I want to roast achra, then it comes off. What does that mean?
Something like that.
That sounds so strange. Awesome.
Okay, I don't know. The ABCs of Kabbalah, I don't know, so I can't tell you. The Rav Avadia Yosef in Halichot Olam, which is a sefer that that was written by Chaim Avadia Yosef as a commentary on the sefer of Ben Ish Chai, and very often he does go on and argue with the Ben Ish Chai, and this is one of the examples. The Rav Avadia Yosef says, he argues on two fronts. First of all, he says, firstly, he says, no, on the contrary, maybe you should pour a lot of water, because, again, let's go through the reasons. One of the reasons was a Kabbalistic reason. So, Kabbalistically, maybe the Ben Ish Chai is right, that you should pour as little water as possible. But according to the other two reasons, that you have to get the Melech Sodomit off your fingers, or to get the dirt off your fingers, so that you could bench properly, maybe you should use as much water as possible. You shouldn't be using as little water as possible. You should be using as much water as possible to ensure that your hands are clean and that the salt came off of your hands. So Chaim Avadia Yosef says that. However, he says, you know, it's not, I'm not forced to side with the Ben Ish Chai, he says. Therefore, you should try to do what the Ben Ish Chai says, try to get the job done with as little water as possible. But again, this is not Meikar Adin as there are another two reasons that we have to worry about. If your hands are dirty, you should try to use as much water as possible. And then he argues on the second front as well. And he says, let's say your hands are really dirty. Again, let's say you had a shawarma from Golan, and your hands are really dirty, you got to go wash your hands. So what do you do? So Chaim Avadia Yosef says, you go to the sink, wash your hands. You don't have to go and eat another piece of bread. Why? It's enough to think that this washing is not counting for Maim Achronim. As we know from many places, to have kavanah not to be yotzeh works. You're allowed to have kavanah not to be yotzeh a mitzvah. Or if you say some words, you have kavanah not to be yotzeh. It's called negative kavanah. So over here also, when you're washing your hands, you're allowed to have negative kavanah, and therefore you're not be yotzeh. You don't have to eat another piece of bread or anything. You could go and wash your hands, my rachmanim, a second time again. So that's that. Next, let's discuss whether you have to dry your hands or not, whether you have to wipe your hands after Maim Achronim. So the Shulchan Aruch says, he brings down two opinions. He says, Yesh Omrim, that Maim Achronim do not need niguv, do not need your hands to be dried up, to be dried. And the Rambam says that you need to dry your hands. So we have a klal, that Stam Ve'yesh Halacha Kestam. Whenever the Shulchan Aruch states an opinion without a name, without an author to that opinion. And then he states a yesh omrim that others say. We always side with the first opinion. So over here also, Meikar Adin, the halacha is, as the poskim bring down, Meikar Adin, you do not have to dry your hands. You don't have to wipe your hands with a napkin or a towel after Maamar Chanim. However, the Yalkut Yosef says that it's good to be yotzeh, to try to fulfill all the opinions, even the Rambam's opinion, and therefore, lechatchila, one should try to dry his hands or wipe it with a towel, a paper towel, or a napkin after Maamar Chanim. However, if you don't have one around, then it's fine. But one thing that all the poskim say you should not do is to dry it up against your garments, because that, as it says in the Gemara, it causes one to forget, and one should not do that. It's a very bad thing. So you should either wipe your hands together, one on another, until it dries, or wave it around in the air until it dries, and have it dry in that way, if you don't have a paper towel or a napkin, but not to wipe it on your bigadim.
I don't know.
What? Zuckerberg, guys, have a great day.
Not like your bare skin, like you have a one.